You're listening to SBS News.
Kosovo's Hachim Thaçi has denied committing the war crimes of which he is accused, but the charges have cost him the presidency. When he stepped down from the role in the capital Pristina, he told Kosovars it was to protect the integrity of the country's highest office. He said this just hours before he was detained after flying to The Hague in the Netherlands.
As I have promised, I will not allow under any circumstances that a president of the Republic of Kosovo appears in front of the court. Therefore, in order to protect the integrity of presidency of the Republic of Kosovo, integrity of the state of Kosovo, integrity and dignity of Kosovo citizens, and respecting the partnership with the international community, I resign today from the position of President of the Republic of Kosovo.
The now former president was indicted in April, along with nine other former rebel leaders, by a special Kosovo court and prosecutor's office based in The Hague. That court was set up in 2015 to investigate and try those allegedly involved in war crimes through the 1990s. Exact details of the 10-count indictment against Mr. Thaçi have not been released, but the specialist prosecutor alleges he and others were criminally responsible for nearly 100 murders. Most of the people who died in the 1998 to 1999 war in Kosovo were ethnic Albanians. 21 years later, more than 1,500 people are still unaccounted for. Parliamentary Speaker Vjosa Somani has stepped into the role of acting president. As she called for unity following the leader's resignation, she reminded the country of the need for justice for victims of the conflict and questioned the moral equivalence implied by the charges.
Achieving sustainable peace in the region requires that the victims and the aggressors are not equalised. We, Kosovo's Albanians, have been the victim of a genocidal regime, while Serbia has been the state that committed these crimes.
But on the streets of the capital, Pristina, public reaction was notably different, with several voicing dismay that the leaders they say liberated them are being prosecuted.
It's very bad for Kosovo that these things are happening to Albanian people. It's not happening for citizens of Serbia who committed massacres against our people.
It looks like this court only judges the heads of the Kosovo Liberation Army. It's not judging the commanding heads of Serb criminals who committed various massacres in Kosovo. This is not a fair court.
This is a big international injustice against the Albanian people, especially for putting on trial the heads of the KLA. They stopped the Serb massacres in Kosovo. This is not justice for us.
Political analyst Fiznik Halimi says the charges are devastating because now an entire generation of political leaders will not be able to act in their roles.
We will either have a reconfiguration of the political forces within the parliament and a new president will be elected so that this government can continue its course until 2023. This means Kosovo has a three-party government. The second option is less believable, and it is that Kosovo will hold a snap election within 6 months.
Among others charged with committing crimes during and after the war is Kadri Veseli, a former opposition party leader who also announced he is resigning from all public political activities. He also denies committing any crimes. Camille Bianchi, SBS News.